This is really cool. Hi, James from Ingvid. Right now, I'm kind of tickled pink about the information I just got from this. It's on Answers While You Sleep, Lucid Dreaming. Why am I telling you all this? Well, today I want to tell you how, in English, or show you, in English, how we use colors to talk about your mood or your emotions, right? I'm sure in your own culture, you use color and you talk about something to describe how someone is feeling. And I've got six for you. And I'm going to give you basically what they mean, and I'm going to give you some idioms that go with it. Later on, I'm going to also do for you something a little else, where I'll show you how we use colors to talk about behavior. So not just how you think or feel, but how you act. Okay, I'll give you a couple of those. And then, of course, we'll have our quiz. So you ready? Let's go to the board. How are you feeling today? Yeah, well, E, how are you feeling? You feeling a little flushed, a little blue in the face? No, a little red in the face? Let's go to the board and find out what these colors are. So let's start with the color that contains everything, white. When you are white, it means you are afraid, scared. Someone might say, you're as white as a sheet. The reason why they said that is because usually when we're afraid, all of the blood goes from your body, from your hands and your feet, to your heart, so you can run faster if you need to escape. So your color gets lighter. It doesn't matter what color you are, funny enough, you get lighter. You can see it in some color people of different colors more, but generally put, it means your color is not there because the blood is not there, you must be afraid. So you're as white as a sheet, like a ghost, okay? Let's go to the next color. So we're going a little darker here. Yellow. Now, I got a bigger belly. When somebody calls you a yellow belly, they're saying you're a coward. It means you're weak. You're afraid. Now, this one, you're afraid because somebody scared you. When you're a yellow belly, you're always afraid like a little mouse. You don't want to get into a fight or trouble. You might get hurt. So it means I can never depend on you when the situation is bad because you're too afraid to help. So while being white means you're afraid of something that just happened, something has scared you, this one means you have no strength. You're opposite of strong, you're weak, you're a coward, you're afraid of being hurt. Let's go to red. Now, there are two types of red. Sometimes when people are turning red, they are angry like the Hulk, except the Hulk turns green. We're not turning green. But when you see them getting, their head starts getting redder and redder or darker in color, usually what that means is the blood is rushing to their face. Now, in doing that, there are two meanings. The first one is angry. They're and the face gets redder and redder. You go, I think they're angry. And we will say, he's red in the face. Angry, you can see it. You can see the blood and the heat. The second is turning red is embarrassment. This is funny, because in this case, the blood comes to the face, but it's from embarrassment. You're like, oh, my underwear is showing. Oh, I'm embarrassed. And your face gets red. Okay? So one is angry, and you can almost feel the heat off them. The other is, oh, embarrassment, shame. Okay? So I'm telling you this because if you hear these two things, like turning red does not mean getting angry. Red in the face is angry. But this one, if someone's you're turning red, it means you've gone from being comfortable to being ashamed. Right? Or embarrassed of what has happened. Let's go to pink. I said to you before, I was tickled pink. When you tickle somebody, they laugh, okay? So tickling someone pink means to make them happy. So if someone's tickled pink to meet you, it means they're happy to meet you. Because when we say like someone's in the pink of health, it's happy and healthy, that's good. It's a good thing. And you might notice like pink bubbles, we use it for little girls, and happiness is pink, pink, pink. So you're tickled pink. What about green? Well, green is the color of envy. Envy or jealousy. These emotions are, basically, they are different. Okay. When you envy someone, you want what they have. So if I have a pen, you want a pen too. I'm envious of you. So if you have a good job, they want a good job as well. If you have a lovely husband or wife, they want a husband or wife as well. Jealous is different. Dun, 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 dun. Jealousy is when you want the exact thing that person has. So if you have a good wife, they don't want their own. They want yours. If they're jealous of your house or car, they don't want to have their own. They want yours. So you can understand this is probably like a creature, a monster, not a nice person. So we say things like green-eyed monster, because they're looking at your stuff and saying, I want it, I want it, I want it. Or green with envy. They're green because they want your stuff, right? But this one here really tells you, gives you an idea of monster being that what they want is yours or something similar you have. So they don't seem like your friend. They seem more like a monster to you, okay? Green-eyed monster. Blue. Blue. The sky is blue, which is a nice color. But funny enough, when somebody says, are you feeling blue or you look a little blue? We don't mean the sky, which is happy and good. We mean you feel down and sad and not good. So in many songs, we actually have a genre of, or style of songs called the blues, where it's very sad music. My dog just died. Now I lost my job. I got me the blues. Sad, right? Yeah, exactly. But sometimes also, you're talking to somebody and they're just not listening to you and you're really, really trying and you think I'm going to be red in the face. No, I'm going to be blue in the face because it's like, oh, my oxygen is gone. I've used all of it. I can't talk anymore. I'm just out of breath because you're just not listening. So I'm not red as in angry. I'm exhausted because I have nothing left because you're making me blue in the face. I've been talking till I was blue in the face, okay? So to talk till you're blue in the face means you can talk and lose all your oxygen, but it has no effect in the situation. And, oh my gosh, we're back up to white, I'm afraid. Anyway, so what I want to do from here is, now I've told you or given you some colors, or six to be exact. I've given you what they mean and represent and some idioms that we use to talk about these colors in conversation to talk about someone's emotional state or their mood. I'm going to come back in a second. I'm going to give you some other colors and tell you how that's behavior. So it's not colors for emotion, but the behavior someone's using. So isn't this fun? When you were in kindergarten or grade school, you learned about colors. Now we're using them for emotions. I hope you're going to be tickled pink when we get back. Okay, we're back and time to talk about behavior because we've talked about emotions, but emotions are here. Or here, and behavior is what you do, okay, or your actions. So if someone says you're green, they go, you know, Mr. E's really green, he's green. They usually mean you're new. You have never done this before. You've never done this action. It's not emotion. It means you're new at the job or new at the position, so you're green. It's like flowers. Before a flower gets color, the whole thing is green. And then often when the flower opens up like a rose, it will start going green, green, green. Then the bulb, the top part will open and a color will come. But before that, it's new until it opens and it's green. Red, to get caught red-handed. If you get caught red-handed, it means you're doing something at this moment and someone catches you. So if you were stealing money from someone and you put your hand in, they would catch you red-handed, right? So red would probably go with the embarrassment that we talked about. Emotionally, you'd be embarrassed because you were caught red-handed, hot, right in the situation, okay? And brown, brown nose. Okay, how do I explain? You know your bum-bum, that bum-bum down there? Well, you know you go number two. There's number one and number two. Well, number two comes there. If somebody puts their nose in there, it's going to become brown, okay? So when we say you're a brown noser, it means you kiss people's bums or their butts. You brown nose, you kiss it in order to get a better job or permission or someone will like you. So if there's a girl that you like and you're always saying you're so pretty and so wise and so smart, everything you do is magic. You're brown nosing, meaning you're kissing her on the butt so that she will like you to give you something nice. Now, usually this happens at work. You'll say some guy is a brown noser, like, look at that brown noser over there. Look at him talk to the boss. Kissing the boss's bum. Because he wants to get the job. Now, brown nosing, we're generally trying to say that your work isn't good enough for you to get it. So when you brown nose, you feel that your work isn't good enough. So you try to say good things in order to get the boss or someone to like you more. Because you really don't believe in your own skills. Because we usually say over here, if you're good enough, you don't need to brown nose. Okay? So these are three uses of color to talk about behavior, all right? As opposed to just talking about the emotions. But just to test that you understand what I meant when I did my little chart, I'm going to give you a test of match the colors, ours, 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 ours. They spend a lot of money on sound effects here, so that's where that's from. Okay. Peter was tickled something at the promotion. What do you think it was? Peter was tickled. Number C, pink. Oh, sorry. I don't think you care about C's. Peter was tickled pink. Okay. Peter was tickled pink at the promotion. And pink means happy. So Peter was happy he got the promotion. Good for you. Okay. Will turned as a sheet when he heard the gunshot. Yeah, that would scare me too. And when you're scared, remember I said all the blood leaves your face, so you look white. So you're as white as a sheet, right? So, ooh, like a ghost. Bang. Color goes, you turn white from a gunshot. What about Greg? Greg was something with envy when he saw Josh's new Mercedes. Oh, what a beautiful car. I wish I had one. That's right, green. He was green with envy. I should have done this in different colors. It would have been so much more impressive. Can you imagine if this was green and that was pink? But I don't have those colors. But I do have green, so hold on a second. This is a commercial break. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. There. Like I said, we spare no expense here at the Ingvid Production Company, so you can get everything you want, okay? So I've got to figure out a couple more so you don't know just yet. I'm hiding these colors, so you'll have to see after. Now, we know he was green with envy. What about Bobby was feeling something in the face after he tried to convince the girl to date him? Oh, that's a plane bringing in the answer. See, here it comes. It's dropping. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Dropped in from the sky. We, like I said, spare no expense. Airplanes delivering markers for your convenience. He was blue in the face. Now, I know there's some of you out there saying, hey, James, I could have said red in the face. But remember, red in the face would be angry. Now, if you're trying to convince somebody, you're going to be talking to them. Remember we talked about exhausted? If you're angry at a girl for not wanting to date you, I think she doesn't want to date you even more now. You've given her one more reason to say, no, not you. You're too angry. But blue in the face would be, and he's like, come on, please, please, I'll take you to dinner, please, McDonald's, please, I'll pay, please, please. And he's getting exhausted, and she's like, no, 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 no. So he talked to his blue in the face, but it didn't change her mind, and he was exhausted. Okay? Now, how about the last one? What's this one? Rose was with embarrassment because her underwear was showing. Ooh. Ooh. Rosie, Rosie, Rosie. Now I'm going to stop you for a second here because some of you are smart and you're thinking roses are usually what color? Pink? Wrong. Roses are red. And that color is here. Roses are red. And she was embarrassed. Remember I said red can be angry, but it can also be embarrassed. So if your underwear was showing, you'd be embarrassed. Oh, it's terrible. Shameful. And your underwear, your face would be red. So you've noticed we've got Peter was pickled pink, P to P. Will turned white, W to W. Greg was green, G to G. Yeah, 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 you get it. Okay, I don't have to go. We call it alliteration. I'm trying to teach you another technique, which is how you can take one piece of information that you know, and if you do it just the right way, you can use it to remember another piece of information. In this case, we started with the P to the P, and if you write a sentence with that, Paul, pink, tickled pink, you'll notice, or Paulette or whatever, that you will remember this idiom because you'll have something to help you. Cool, huh? We do try. I give you a little bit and I give you a little more and you keep taking and taking. Anyway, listen. I hope you were tickled pink by this lesson. I am not embarrassed by my actions on this particular video, nor will I ever be. But I do have to get going, unfortunately. And you know why that I love you? I'm not trying to brown nose right now. I do, but I got to go. So before I go, I just want to give you a quick message to make sure you subscribe somewhere around here. And go to Ingvid, which is www.ing-vid.com, where you can do the test that comes with this and meet some of the other fabulous teachers that I work with. Anyway, of course, it's been my fun. Oh, here comes that plane again. It's fun, but I got to go. Like I said, we spare no expenses. I'm flying out of here. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ciao.